everyone. It's Wendy Knight Agard here from the Wendy Knight Agard Show and the What's Eating You emotional eating programs that help you lose weight through mind mastery. Welcome, welcome again. So glad you could join us again. Listen, today I want to talk about how to dry the tears of sugar. What the heck am I talking about? Wendy, have you ever cried tears of sugar? Well, the tears may taste more like salt, but they might have been caused by sugar. So let me explain. First of all, whether you see this consciously or not, sugar and other refined carbohydrates are a popular choice when we're feeling sad or we're feeling a loss or our feelings are hurt. Any emotions around sadness, loss, and hurt often cause us to reach for sugar. I also said refined carbohydrates. So let me take a minute just to explain what those are if you're not familiar with those. Refined carbohydrates are basically foods that turn into sugar as soon as you eat them. So they might not look like sugar exactly, they may not taste like sugar, but the body basically digests them the same way it would digest sugar. So things like bread, cookies, crackers, even if they're not sweet, cereals, of course, pop, but even juice. See, people think because it's juice, it's not high in sugar. Juice is very high in sugar. So the word refined simply means that the way those foods were developed by the manufacturer, the way they were built, puts them into a state that makes your body digest them too quickly, way too quickly than is healthy for the body. That's what I mean by refined, okay? So, for example, a piece of broccoli is going to digest in your body very differently from a cookie, because even a raw piece of broccoli, even more so, it hasn't been cooked, nothing's been added to it, nothing's been done to it, and so the body has a very natural way of digesting that food. But when we eat sugar and other of these refined carbohydrates, the body digests them in a way that is far too quick. And why is this important? Why do we care? Because when it does that, what happens is the body reacts and releases some chemicals. You may have heard of insulin, especially if you're diabetic, but even if you're not, releases these chemicals that creates that sugar high that we're all used to, where we get this boost. We get a little boost in energy, and our mood gets a little better. And that's why we often reach for these kinds of foods when we're feeling sad, when we're feeling down, when we're a little hurt or upset with somebody. We reach for these foods because if they trick us into thinking we feel better for a moment, we get that sugar high. So, okay, you get the high. You say, well, what's wrong with that, Wendy? I like feeling good. Of course, don't we all? But here's the catch. You get the high, right? And you feel good for a while. But then what happens is those chemicals in your body drop off and you get a steep, steep drop. So now that high, that spike, is followed by a drop in the complete opposite direction. And guess what? That crash that happened actually tends to put you lower than you were before you ate the sugar. So you were feeling sad in the first place. You ate the sugar. You felt better for a little while. But then you had the crash. And now after the crash, you actually feel worse than when the whole thing started. Not only do you feel worse because of this chemical reaction, so now your mood is even worse, now you're even more sad, but then the self-judgment comes, right? The feelings of guilt for eating, you know, an entire movie-sized chocolate bar or something like that. And so now you're dealing with two emotions. You've got sadness that's worse than the sadness you felt in the first place, and add to that guilt and whatever other stuff your mind wants to throw on itself in its self-judgment and self-criticism. So this is a cycle that we all need to become very, very attuned to, because so many of us have no idea how addicted, that's right, I said addicted, we are to sugar and refined carbohydrates. You know, I'm going to try not to get up on my soapbox here, but I did promise to be blunt when certain things need to be said. And I think that the way sugar and some of these other chemicals that are in foods are often hidden, disguised, and the way the public is not made aware of how dangerous, absolutely dangerous and addictive these foods are, is a travesty. It really is. I really want you to start thinking about sugar and refined carbohydrates as a drug, That's why they make you feel better. That's why they mess with your brain chemicals, giving you the spike and then the crash. Doesn't that sound like drugs, like street drugs? Sounds like it to me. But yet they're legal. They're everywhere. We give them to kids. We put them in machines. Some of them are hidden. It's a problem, folks. And the only way we're going to start to get a handle on that is for each one of us to become aware of what I'm telling you now. And listen, I'm not saying never eat sugar and refined carbohydrates. You're never, never. Well, I guess I am using the word never. I was going to say you'll never hear me use the word never. But what I'm saying is I'm not going to tell you to never eat certain things unless, of course, it's life-threatening for you. Hey, if you're type 2 diabetic, you might not be able to have sugar at all. It depends on, you know, where your sugar levels are. Or if you have an allergy, obviously, then you have to be smart about that. But for those of us who are trying to get a healthier diet, we can simply reduce some of these foods. It doesn't have to be that you have to give them up completely right away, okay? But become aware of how they are running your life, because they are. And once you become aware of that, you're going to see that much more clearly. So, okay, now you're saying, okay, Wendy, but if sugar is going to make me even more sad, how do I deal with the sadness, right? That's our original problem, is the tears, the sadness. Well, here are a couple of things you can do. First of all, try watching a sad movie. Now, I know you're saying, Wendy, why the heck would I want to watch a sad movie when I already feel sad? I don't want to feel sad. I want to feel happy. Why don't you tell me to watch a happy movie? Well, hey, if that works for you, go for it. But here's the problem with that, is a lot of times when you watch a happy movie when you're sad, you're just suppressing your sadness and you're not processing those feelings of sadness. And what we're getting to here with this mind mastery is teaching you how to process your emotions. Because once you process them, you can let them go. But when you suppress them, they stay with you. So that's why I say, watch a sad movie. Watch a sad movie, because whatever happens in that movie is going to help you get your tears flowing. I want you to cry. Okay? Not because I want you to be sad, but you are already sad. So all I'm doing here is helping you process that sadness. Get a few tears flowing. And especially when you're looking at a movie and it's someone else's life, you can detach yourself a little bit, but still it'll help you process your emotions, because your sadness will connect with whatever sadness you perceive in that movie, and it's going to help you to process your own sadness with some of those tears. Okay? I hope that makes sense. Now, whether your tears flow easily or not when you're watching a sad movie, or if that just doesn't appeal for you, another idea is just to try going for a walk, especially in natural surroundings. You know, natural surroundings have a way of elevating our endorphins in a very healthy way, not like sugar does, but in a much more healthy way. Nature has a way of connecting us with something beyond our current perceived problem. Something bigger than ourselves. We might not get any of this consciously, okay? But there's very few people who will tell you they go out in nature and they're more stressed when they came back than before they went in. So something's going on there, folks, right? And I think what it is that nature helps us connect with our spiritual side. It's a tool that we can use to connect with our higher and deeper self that has this inner wisdom to help us resolve the initial problem. It helps broaden our perspective, as I said, on our immediate pain. So if you have another spiritual practice, then engage in that when you feel sad. Connect with your spiritual self through prayer or whatever means works for you. The key here is to start to create a new habit for doing something that helps you process that sadness whenever you find yourself reaching for the sugar or the refined carbohydrate, because really that's going to make you more sad and you're really just going to suppress your emotions, not to mention all the physical issues that we haven't even talked about. Okay? So try sad movies, try going in nature. If you live in the city, there's usually a park somewhere nearby. You know, sit under a tree. There's got to be a tree somewhere near your place. Go there, sit under that tree, feel the bark on your back. If all you have is one lonely tree, sit under the tree. Okay? You will connect with the fact that that tree is a living, breathing thing that grew out of the earth. Okay? So until next time, thanks for listening. Keep in touch on Facebook. Do a search for What's Eating You. That's WHATS as in Sam, the word eating, and just the letter U, What's Eating You. Look for that page and follow me on Twitter at What's Eating You, the same spelling. This is Wendy Knight Agard signing off for the Wendy Knight Agard Show for today. Peace.